Hey, yo, this is Fonz.
And Quan.
And welcome back to another show. Listen, if you're on social media, primarily Facebook, go search Backpool Sports Podcast War Room, where we are always chopping it up. We got special things going on. And, you know, even if you're a Cowboy fan, or like my man, he's still a fan, we'll still welcome you in there, you know.
Watch it. Also, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment on our YouTube channel at Backpool Sports Podcast. We're there every week, and we would love for y'all to be a part of it by dropping your comments. If you want to be notified of when that video drop, which is also weekly, hit that notification bell right over to the side. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add?
Man, I ain't got nothing else, man. All right. We are back. Okay, we back for real. You know, it's Bad Puss Puss Podcast, like we said at the top, with your man Fonz. And before we get started, let me go ahead and apologize to you guys, man. Like, last week had a few technical difficulties. Zoom was not zooming the way it should be. And it kind of destroyed the video from last week. So hopefully y'all enjoyed the audio portion. You know, because we try to deliver not only informative content, but we like the aesthetics as well. We want to make sure it looks good, sound good, the whole nine. So, you know, we appreciate y'all for hanging in there with us.
Right.
All right. So, as y'all know, the playoff race in the NFL is heating up, in a matter of speaking. So let's go ahead and just, you know, kind of help everybody out just in case they don't know what's going on. So let's start with the AFC first. The AFC is a logjam, especially in seeds 5 through 10. I'm not going to say, well, I can say 11 because Denver is creeping up on everybody. But the number one seed right now is, of course, the Baltimore Ravens, who have clinched. They clinched.
Cocky now, boy. Now you're talking about, of course. Good.
I'm just saying, you know, we work hard. We work hard to get there. You know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
ain't gonna mess with your number one seed. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, I'm okay. I'm okay. As long as we make it in, we in the number. That's
y'all
all right.
Didn't
clinch. We make it in the number. So I ain't worried about number one, you know. But if we get it, thank you. But you know, and number two is the Miami Dolphins, who we're trying to keep them at bay right now. But you know, I'm not really scared of the Dolphins at this point. But I mean, the Jets probably are. Number three, you got Kansas City, who's sitting currently at 9-5. Number four, Jacksonville, who just lost this past Sunday night. They're 8-6, currently leading the AFC South. Number five, who's holding steady, is the surprise, Cleveland Browns. Well, they weren't a surprise to me because I kind of figured that they were going to do some damage this year. Number six, that's really a surprise. Currently, right now, it's the Cincinnati Bengals. So you got three out of the four AFC North teams in the playoff race. And number seven, we're going to stop at number seven because everybody else don't matter. The Indianapolis Colts, they're hanging tough with 8-6 as well. So according to the NFL playoff scenarios, Baltimore just going to have to keep winning. Right now, Baltimore sits with a 7-3 AFC conference record, which is pretty good. It's tied with Miami. As well as, like I said, Miami got the tie as far as conference record. Kansas City has a 7-2 record. So I could see them actually doing something. Jacksonville, that is the question to me, for the simple fact because they're sitting at 8-6. Now, they do own the tiebreaker over the Houston Texans and Indianapolis Colts. The head-to-head is 3-1 versus 1-2 and 1-2 respectively. But they have a 6-5, almost 500 conference record. So let's pause right there. I need your opinion on something. Do you think the Jacksonville Jaguars can turn it around?
Yeah. they could turn it around right here in the last 3 weeks of football. They got one of the easiest schedules. They play Carolina. They play darn Tampa. And they play Tennessee. Now, Tampa and Tennessee is one that I may not just go in there and play around with them too much. They're a little shaky. But Carolina is definitely not one you should worry about.
No.
You put your bench in with them. But they see Tampa at home. Now, I will say, I wouldn't be surprised. It's a chance that they might lose. I can possibly see them even losing that game just because Tampa plays good in Tampa.
And Baker Mayfield is having a resurgence.
And they're also 7-7 as well. Mm-hmm. So their playoff hopes, they're trying to keep somewhat of a playoff hope, even though I don't think they'll get it. Nevertheless, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to win football games too. This year is one of the best years. I mean, best times of football, because the teams that you don't think is going to do something end up doing something.
Right.
So I went on out of the last three games of the schedule. I think that's probably one that they probably get upset, and Tampa probably wins. But
yeah,
I mean, the question was, could they turn it around right now? According to the schedule that they got, I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really see a problem in Jacksonville outside they use Travis a lot. They need some more skill players.
I mean, honestly, their offense is hindered because of Christian Kirk not being in the lineup. I think he's hurt. I'm going to tell you why Jacksonville, I kind of agree with you on that. Jacksonville can turn around because they got two winnable games. Like you said, the Tampa Bay game is a toss-up. Past few weeks, Tampa Bay has been playing some good football. I'm just going to be real. And theoretically, they can go 10-7 and win that division.
Right.
And then, too, they own the tiebreakers over the next best teams in that division. So I feel like they can turn around. But a team that we've been kind of talking about all year is those Cleveland Browns. Now, of course, I got a feeling they got 9 wins. They could easily get 11. Even with old man Joe Flacco on their team, which he played crummy.
That was a steal in a sense.
I mean,
I feel like he done reincarnated Baltimore Ravens defense.
He looked familiar.
Riding the ship.
He got to ride the car until the car gave out of gas. Mm-hmm. I see Cleveland not being an easy out. I'm going to be real with you. Cleveland is feisty. Mm-hmm. Cleveland is too feisty. I don't see them being really an easy out. But the team that I have questions about is Cincinnati. Now, they squeaking by.
Right.
They're very much squeaking by. I mean, they're doing better, honestly, with Jake Browning than they did with Joe Burrow. That is tough. But Indianapolis, they currently own the tiebreaker over Houston on head-to-head at 1-0. Cincinnati owns the tiebreaker over Buffalo and Indianapolis on the head-to-head sweep, which is kind of boding well for them. So I can see Cincinnati playing on wild card weekend, maybe that Saturday 4 o'clock game. You know, they get the first game.
That's funny.
They get the first game, and they'll they can do what they got to do. Sure. I mean the Minnesota Vikings really gave them a fight. I mean, with all the problems Minnesota brought down there, they played Minnesota a couple of years ago. It was either 21 or 20. And they won by the same score, which was 24-27 both times. And the first time was with, of course, Joe Burrow. The next was with Jake Browning. I mean, it was a good game. I was actually rooting for Minnesota for a second till I saw what happened. The team, I got to pick on your boys for a minute because there's still a chance.
Watch it.
There's still a chance right now. If Denver, right now y'all the 10th seed, and y'all own the tiebreaker over Denver, you know, the conference record. Y'all have a 5-5 conference record versus a 4-5. My question is to you, and I'm gonna let you have all the time that you want. Right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who they said had the easiest remaining schedules, because since, you know, they said it, they're 0-3. Can you guys win at least two more games?
No.
Oh, man. Press.
I mean, after losing to Cardinals and the Patriots.
Yeah.
I believe Washington High School football team could beat the Pittsburgh.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Not the pound pack. You said the pound pack in a minute.
Pound pack will put a whooping on the Steelers right now.
But it's going to be like 44-27.
Man, not smokers, but I think they'll beat us. We can't score over 20 points. So I know that.
I had high hopes for y'all on Saturday. I'm not going to front. I actually picked y'all to win that game. And y'all let me down.
I don't know why people don't bet on our props. But the ones that bet on player props, don't bet on the props. Don't bet on who win, who don't put your money on. Don't bother us. Just let us fall, because that's what we're doing. We just crumbling away.
Y'all are free falling at this point.
I honestly, man, I don't want to see Steelers make it to the playoffs, man. I mean, I don't want to see that mess, man. I don't want to see it. I'd rather live on, see the draft, and we need to draft a quarterback. There ain't no way all three of our quarterbacks is trash. Kenny, behind. Mitch Trubisky, a lot of experience, still play like a rookie. Mm-hmm. And then makes the Rudolph, he get hit upside the head with helmets. So, I don't know, man. We know.
I ain't laughing at the brother, but golly.
Yeah, I don't know about them black. Didn't I tell you them, we was going to fall right out? We was going to fall out the doggone race.
I remember when we had the season preview, I told you that y'all in Cleveland could possibly switch places. And I did not think it was going to really come to fruition in that manner. But
well, I'll say this though, we do. I know we're not going to win. I know we're not going to beat Cincinnati. I just feel it. I mean, we play Cincinnati pretty good, but I just don't think we could beat Cincinnati, especially not with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. And it's just it ain't. I ain't even gonna go into it, man, because it's not even about them. I'm just
trying to give you a little hope, because you know, you ain't had to send an angry emoji at me.
Why you acting like this? The only reason why you acting like this
because
y'all number one.
No.
That's
why
y'all.
It's not the only. They ain't the only reason why. I had to throw you out there like that is I put the post Sunday night that we clinched the playoffs by Monday morning. I look up, it's an angry face up there.
I've been mad.
You just mad. I made that decision. I said, I'm gonna pick on him. I'll go pick on him.
Y'all got it. But really, in all honesty. We really had the easiest path to get this AFC North champion, but we too trash to get it.
Yep.
But
y'all can't get out your own way.
We can't. I mean,
y'all trying to hold on.
The fire in Matt Canada ain't working.
Y'all trying to hold on to something that's been gone for years.
Yeah.
And that's the steal away.
Yeah, still away gone. I think it left with Ben.
It left with Troy Polamalu. It left with Ike Taylor. It left with James Harrison. What was that big white dude y'all had in the middle there?
Britt Kipsel.
That guy. Heath Miller. Yeah, I know the squad. Miller, yeah. It really started leaving with Hines Wood, but that's a whole other discussion for another show.
But yeah. I'm already predicting that honestly, I think this is the first year that I have not watched too many Steelers games.
Man, you supposed to go down with the team.
It's never really been like that, but it's just. It's boring.
I'm concerned.
To watch. It's boring to watch,
I'm legit concerned. Like,
It's not to be concerned about. It's just when you got a team that's just struggling on one side of the ball, literally one side of the ball. It's tedious.
It's tedious.
We even fired our offensive coordinator.
Oy.
It's, I see a lot of comments about people. Well, people have been commenting about Mike Tomlin. Mm. They, a lot of people are thinking that he should be gone and we should move on from him. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it, but I'm not for it at the same time. Mm. But nevertheless.
That's that's a whole other discussion right there. Should Mike T be gone?
I wouldn't be surprised if Denver make it in before us. And they behind us.
Good Lord.
The way we sliding, we just sliding.
Y'all sliding. Y'all sliding like Respucci on that slide.
We sliding, y'all know. We sliding just like her down that slide.
Yes, sir. You want to see a bee go down the slide?
That's exactly what we playing, like a bunch of bees.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Ain't talking about killer bees either.
Nah, them bees, they lost their sting, you know. But, hey, man, look. Coming from somebody who has suffered through some losing seasons, I understand.
I'll see y'all.
Hey, you'll probably see a version of us, but you won't see us.
You know what? Y'all gonna be cocky until y'all start us down.
Nah, we will. I hope we don't do nothing like that. I hope we stay competitive at least for a half, and then y'all can feed on the crumbs. I guess I don't know, but so let's go ahead and switch to the National Football Conference for a second. So San Fran right now has an 11-3 record. They're gonna go 12-3 because we play them Sunday at their crib. I don't know. I told the boys last night. I don't want none. Hey, good game.
That's the rematch right there. It might just be. The way Philly looking. They done slid all the way down.
They done slid to fifth.
Yeah, all the way to
15. Fifth. I watch a lot of Dave Chappelle, but you know they right now they're 10-4 though. But right now Tampa Bay is above Philly because they are leading their division. So hey, Tampa Bay, the Bucks gonna roll.
It's like every time when the game matters,
yes,
Jalen Hurts wants to force the ball to A.J. Brown to save him.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's done it.
I mean, yeah, he's done it, but that's not an excuse for you to force no pass. I mean, especially when you know that coverage is already probably double covered. I mean, unless he's wide open, there ain't nobody over there with him, or it's a one-on-one. I mean, I'll throw the ball to him, too, for a jump ball chance. But at the same time, man, you don't want to be forcing those passes when you got all those playmakers, man.
Yes.
Could have threw it to Swift. You could have threw it to Smith. Mm-hmm. You could have, Goddard. All these guys, just get a first down.
That's all you need. But see, but I can't even fault, you know, I ain't watched all the game, but I can't even fault Jalen Hurts. The Philadelphia defense allowed Drew Locke to engineer a 92-yard drive to win the game. Right.
That too. Yep,
Drew Locke. Good. Not Geno Smith. Not what was the Russell Wilson? Not nobody like that. Drew Locke. So and then I heard this morning Matt Patricia is calling defensive play. Oh Lord. Y'all deserve to get beat up. But so the first seven seeds in the NFC is the 49ers, the Eagles. Wait a minute, something ain't right.
No, it's the 49ers.
It's the 49ers, then it's the Cowboys, then there's the Lions, then it's the Buccaneers, then it's the Eagles, then it's the Vikings, and then it's the Rams. The Rams, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the Rams. They're going to be a hard out, too.
Them and Minnesota.
Yeah. I would put Minnesota below the Rams. The Rams, they physical in their offense, you know, can explode at any moment.
I'm alive.
Yep. Yes, sir. So for that, the Rams, they're going to be playing that sad game for the NFC Wild Card weekend. It's going to be good.
Watch out for Seattle, too.
Yeah. Watch out for Seattle. Just
Seattle in there lurking.
Yeah, just keep them in your peripheral. So let's talk about clinching. So if Baltimore wins and Cleveland loses or ties, Baltimore will be the AFC North champion. Baltimore, in my opinion, is not going to win the AFC North championship this week because we got to go against that juggernaut. Kansas City.
Y'all good.
Yeah. Yeah, but Christmas Day ain't gonna be Christmas.
It ain't gonna be a light Christmas.
It's gonna be a solid night.
Y'all going to San Fran?
Yeah, we going to San Fran Christmas night. So, you know,
they're preparing y'all for this bowl y'all trying to get to.
I mean, at the end of the day, iron sharpens iron. I mean,
if y'all beat the 49ers,
hey,
that says a lot.
It says a whole lot.
Y'all got a better chance of beating the 49ers, in my opinion, than the Eagles, because first off, they already played the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They know about it. They punked the Eagles. I mean, they like they little.
they got their lick back. That's all they did.
Yeah, they ain't even sweating about the Eagles.
Nah,
y'all should be able to throw a lot of things at them that they're not used to seeing.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm definitely excited about that game. They put it on the best day that it could possibly be on Christmas Day. Yep. I mean, there'll be a lot of eyes on y'all.
Yes,
but
sir.
I think y'all team, man, offensively and defensively, is built to challenge a team like the 49ers. Out of everybody in the AFC conference and the AFC conference, like we just discussed, wide open.
It is.
Y'all about the only team that I would say, okay, y'all go up against them boys. Now, whether y'all gonna win or not, I don't know.
I'm calling it right here. We ain't gonna get smacked in the head. It's gonna be a fight because I'm looking for both defenses to limit both offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, they could win the AFC West. All they gotta do is just win. Or if they tie, they can, you know, Denver will have to lose and they'll win the AFC West. This is interesting. Miami, because actually Buffalo has a tiebreaker over them.
Watch out for Buffalo too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They manhandled Cowboys.
I knew it was coming.
You can't go to Buffalo any kind of way. Buffalo been trying to get that look back for about 30 years. I'm just saying. But Miami can clinch the AFC East division title with the win and a Buffalo loss, or if Miami ties and Buffalo will have to lose outright. Okay, and of course, if they win, they're in. Miami can just win their game on this weekend, and they're in. And they got like six ways to clinch a playoff berth, like a Cincinnati loss, Indianapolis loss, but they got a tie in those situations. So if they just went outright, they're in. Mm-hmm. Cleveland clinches a playoff berth. If they win, plus a Denver loss, plus an Indianapolis loss, plus a Buffalo loss, plus a Miami win or tie.
Mm.
I don't see them clinching a playoff berth this But the second one, I think the second one is the most likely to happen. They have to win plus a Pittsburgh loss,
plus a
Denver loss, plus an Indianapolis win, and a Jacksonville loss. So they got like eight ways to go and get in there. So maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. Ain't my team. But that is actually it for. No, it isn't, because Detroit can just win on Sunday and they clinched the NFC North, which we already predicted they was going to be the champions of that division. And they can clinch a playoff berth if the Rams lose or if Seattle loses. So watch out for Detroit now. All right, let's go to the NFC. Chicago can be eliminated altogether from playoff contention if they lose plus a Rams win. Chicago, y'all. Well, I mean, they still gonna have like the number one pick in the draft because they traded with Carolina.
Right.
Carolina's about as dopey as dog on it. But for Minnesota to get knocked out of the NFC North title contention, they will have to lose, which is obvious. So they need to go ahead and stack this dub up. Atlanta is knocked out of NFC South title contention with an Atlanta loss and a New Orleans win. Or if they lose, New Orleans ties and Tampa Bay wins. Man. Here's the funny one.
A lot of stuff going on.
This is why San Francisco is about to have the number one seed locked down. Dallas is knocked out of the number one seed contention with a Dallas loss and a San Francisco win.
Well, who in the world does Dallas play? They play Miami. Hmm.
I feel like
they play Miami.
I feel like Dallas. Well, that might be tricky. I'm actually gonna pull for Dallas this week because I already feel in my heart we're gonna lose to the 49ers. So I'm pulling for Dallas. But that's tough.
That's crazy.
But a lot of teams this week could be knocked off, especially because right now the number one seed is a 1-2-3-4-headed
like
race.
Four-way tie.
Yes.
Yeah, between Dallas, it's really a
five-way race because Buffalo can still contend for the number one seed. Cleveland can contend for the number one seed as well as the AFC North title. So they have to like lose and Baltimore got to win or tie. They're not at the number one seed if they lose or whatever and we win, which Jacksonville could get knocked out the number one seed because we clinched the strength of victory over Jacksonville by beating them the other night. It's crazy. The NFC is more cut and paste. You about know who's going to win that conference, number one seed. Like right now, San Francisco got a 76% chance to win the number one seed. Whereas Baltimore has a 73% chance to win the number one seed in the AFC. So, here's the thing. What do you think is going to happen this weekend?
This weekend, I think it'll be some upsets, but it looks like it should be, let me just take a sneak peek. So the Rams, they got the Saints. We got Cincinnati. The Chargers play Buffalo, the Jets, Washington, Seattle, Tennessee, Colts, Falcons, Lions, Vikings. We already talked about Dallas and Miami. Denver plays the Patriots. Houston plays Cleveland. That's interesting. Green Bay, Carolina, Jacksonville, Tampa, Cardinals, Bears. Monday night, we got a three-game Monday night. That's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
I keep forgetting Christmas Day like 3 days away.
It's weird, eh?
Like, something like that.
Christmas on Monday.
We got Kansas, Raiders, Giants, and Philly, and then Baltimore and San Fran. So this week of football should look like I think the Colts, I'm going to start with the AFC side. Mm-hmm. I believe the Colts will beat Atlanta, and it won't be easy. I think they'll beat Atlanta. It'll be a close game. I think by like 3 points. I'm seeing like field goal.
I think they outright beat them myself due to what I seen them do against, and I ain't trying to pick or nothing against y'all. They hung a pretty decent amount of points on y'all.
Yeah,
defense is way better than Atlanta's.
Then you go on down because we're still in the AFC. So then you go on down, you see the Patriots in Denver.
Well, the Patriots are already out.
But that's more cause for them to ruin somebody else's Christmas.
That is true.
But Denver, on the flip side, has been playing decent football. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They should know what's at stake. And outside of the Steelers, you know, just fell asleep. Yeah. But
fell asleep at the wheel.
I think Denver has a chance to win that game. So, yeah. And then, what other AFC game do I see up here? Tennessee and Seattle. I feel like that'll be a good game. You know, Tennessee is probably already out. They 5-9. Ain't nobody
checking for Tennessee right now.
Ain't nobody talking about Tennessee unless you're drinking Tennessee whiskey. But, yeah. So that should be a win for Seattle, I'm thinking.
I don't know. Tennessee has been showing some heart lately. They've been they showed a little heart, but you know.
I'm hoping that the teams that are fighting to get in or fighting to stay in will win their game. you know, but I feel like it'll be a few upsets. Like, I think Tampa's, Jeff, I feel like Tampa's going to upset the Jaguars. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders upset the Chiefs. That's divisional game. It's on Christmas Day.
What the Raiders did.
We were just talking about the Chiefs and how they've been struggling or whatever. This is the perfect time for the Raiders to go ahead and get some revenge.
At least shank them a little bit.
But I feel like that'll be a good game, too. But for some reason, I know this is going to sound crazy. But the Giants play Philly.
You taking the Giants?
And I don't know. I don't know who to take on that. I mean, it's always easy to say based off a record who you think will win.
Time of year, you throw the records out the window.
When it's a divisional game, Eagles ain't been playing good football. They also fighting the hold seeding. Not necessarily they're going to be kicked out, but the more they slide, they might slide down to that 7th seed or 6th seed. They already at number 5 already.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I don't know. It's highly unlikely. Philadelphia is 12-point favorites over the Giants this past weekend. Double digits. But me personally.
Hey, take the under, y'all. Take the under, man.
Me personally, I don't like being in these situations like the Eagles would be or Baltimore if y'all was playing a divisional game during this time.
Yeah,
I don't like playing divisional games when it's time to pick a seed. Because upsets happen, man. It really do. Y'all gonna see by the end of this week how many upsets gonna pop up on the spreadsheet, and y'all gonna be like, "What?" This is what happens during this time.
Yeah,
the teams that are not in, yes, they want the highest picks for the draft, but they want to ruin people's Christmases.
Yes,
making it a little bit tougher, especially when you're in the same division.
Oh yeah, I don't like y'all. Y'all don't like us.
That. It's already bad enough. Eagles didn't won the division twice. I'll let you have your take on what might happen this weekend.
I'm on the other side. I feel like the teams that are holding on, at least getting that step closer to a playoff berth, I feel like they're going to put out their best foot forward. With that being said, I do feel in my heart it's going to be at least 2 upsets. I'm not going to call the Jaguars game an upset because the Jaguars were a litany of errors. it was crazy how the Jaguars went down. Like, for them, good game, Jacksonville, but it wasn't supposed to go down like that. Right. But I'm going to put it like one of those teams that's out, like, let's say, doggone New England. Right now, I can't see New England beating up on somebody because, you know, the news that's at the end of the season, Bill Belichick might be relieved of his duties as the head coach. So,
head coach, more like owner on the field.
Emperor Palpatine. But I think I'm gonna look at that Raiders Kansas City game though. You got me intrigued on that one.
Watch out for that one. Yeah, watch out for that one.
And you really got my curiosity picked on that doggone Giants Eagles game for the simple fact, like you said, the Eagles are a 12-point favorite. But I think the Giants got a little fight in them. You know, they got a little fight in them. So we gonna see. I think the upset of the week probably be the Giants over the Eagles. I might be crazy saying this, but hey, we all look crazy every once in a while.
You're right.
Quick thing though, teams that could win out and still miss the playoffs. So if these teams just win the last few of their games, they could still not make it. The Giants, the Commanders, the Packers, the Bears, the Falcons, the Panthers, of course, Seattle, which is ridiculous, the Cardinals. That's a lot. Buffalo, they can win out, still miss the play. Well, because there's a lot of variables against Buffalo. Buffalo, the Jets, New England, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Denver, the Chargers, of course, and the Raiders. They could win out. They could possibly still miss the playoffs. So Buffalo got, like I was saying, Buffalo got to have a lot happen for them, to, like, really get in, because they did had a mid-season slide.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And at the wrong time, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I was impressed with what they did with the Cowboys. Not because I'm a hater, but just the simple fact they took it to them. You're like, they really took it to the Cowboys. Like, the memes that I was making was funny to me. But, you know what, man? We can go ahead and call it right here. So, let us know in the comments what y'all think. What y'all think finna happen this weekend, man? Because I already know Baltimore is going to take a L. All right, no Baltimore. All right, no, look, I've prepared myself all year for Baltimore taking an L. But, you know. Yeah, man. It's just something to get used to, you know. Well, let us know in the comments what y'all think, man. And again, thank y'all for supporting this channel. Thank y'all for supporting this journey that we've been going on. And we want y'all to know, we want y'all to have a merry Christmas. You know, spend that time with your loved ones. Hug them. If you're going to fry some chicken, fried. If you're going to do a turkey, boy, make it. It don't matter if you're going to do seafood. Okay, just send me a plate. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But you got anything you want to add on it, bro?
Not at all, man. Wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all. And we'll see you when you see you. All
right, that's it. So we're going to go and get on out of here. This has been the Bad Boy Sports Podcast with your man, Fonz.
Come on.
And we out.